A study for the National Council on Aging by the Lou Harris Organization indicates that poor health is one of the most serious problems plaguing the senior citizen. 21% of the men and women over 65 years of age are chronically ill. Jim Simmons, minister to senior adults at the Walnut Street Baptist Church, characterizes the problem.
Your physical health. Every day you have to look in the mirror and see a person that just ain't what he used to be. And every morning you have to wake up and that pain is still there that wasn't there last year. And you have to try to walk down those stairs or climb into that building, and it used to be so easy, but now it isn't. So it's your physical condition.
The governmental program providing health care to the senior citizen is known as Medicare. Betty Ruhlander, the Kentucky Regional Planning and Development Agency, also known as KPDA.
Medicaid and Medicare under Social Security and the state have provided a pretty good health program for them.
In addition, there's private health insurance for the aged that can afford the premiums. Senior citizen Ed Powell says Medicare and insurance has problems.
Every time you get an increase on your Social Security, they raise the payments, you know, but you have to pay. Well, you're still at the same bad fix, you know, because everything is still high.
The fear of crime is the number one concern of senior citizens, according to the study by the Lou Harris Organization for the National Council on Aging. And one of the biggest crime problems is the theft of Social Security checks. The Secretary of the Kentucky Department of Justice, Jack Smith.
When I was the United States District Attorney here, I used to prosecute 5 and 6 people a week for doing this. And that's been about 10 years ago. So the problem probably has grown worse than it was then.
In addition, senior citizens are particularly vulnerable to purse snatches and on-the-street robberies. Smith says the solution to mail theft is simple.
You can request that your Social Security checks be sent directly to the bank. This means that the person who would come up to your mailbox to steal it's not going to find it there because it's already going to be in the bank. If you prefer to do your banking yourself, you can fill out a form at the post office that will ensure that your postman will ring your bell when he has delivered your mail.
As for protection while you walk the streets,
you may request a law enforcement officer to take you to the bank with your check and escort you home so that no one would bother you as you take your money back to your home.
No one can deny that criminals prey on senior citizens. However, Betty Ruhlander, the Kentucky Regional Planning and Development Agency, KPDA, says the fear of crime is probably overstated. For many of us, it's hard to conceive not eating at least one hot meal a day. But for the senior citizen, that is rule rather than exception.
A lot of people don't have the money to eat one good, full, hot meal a day. There's a lot of people like this. They can't get up and fix a hot meal for themselves.
There are several federal programs aimed at providing a good, nutritious diet for the senior citizen. All of the federal money locally is administered through the Kentucky Regional Planning and Development Agency, known as KPDA. KPDA's aging program director is Betty Ruhlander.
I think with our nutrition program for the elderly, that it is not as great a problem as it was before.
The problem is not eating a hot meal necessarily. It's preparing a hot meal for the senior citizen that is sick, or opening the food to serve two while only one is eating. Food stamps help offset the high prices of food.
The program of food stamps has dealt with, you know, helping someone that, you know, finds this terribly costly, they'll still be able to buy food.
And locally, one-third of the 100,000 senior citizens attend nutrition centers.
There's about 20 sites in Jefferson County. They're mainly in churches, our senior citizen centers, high-rises for older people.
For the senior citizen that cannot get out and go to a nutrition center, there's Meals on Wheels. For years, a senior citizen has worked hard for a home, and when something threatens that castle, senior citizens move fast to have that something repaired. Fly-by-night outfits hit town quite often looking for senior citizens. They convince the senior citizens that their home needs repair.
Your driveway needs fixing. Your roof needs fixing. Your garage door don't look right.
The director of the Jefferson County Consumer Protection Department, David Vanderventer, warns senior citizens.
Always be extra cautious. Remember that you are a captive audience. You are one of the most frequently victimized groups in our society. So be extra careful.
Vanderbetter says no repairs should be made at the recommendation of one person.
Always, on everything you do, get two or three estimates and get two or three opinions as to the necessity of the work, because the most frequent trick that people will play on you is to try to stampede you, to try to prey on your vulnerability.
Consumer protection groups could easily be organized.
Someone comes into your neighborhood seeking to rip you off, you would have another friend, another member of the group that you could contact. This is very, very important.
Old age for many means a nursing home.
That's a depressing thing to me.
Sometimes they don't even have enough nurses to feed them, you know, and their food gets cold before they can eat it. And in those nursing homes, because they have so many. And a nurse can't sit here and feed this one, by the time it gets over to the other one, their food is cold.
Regardless of the adequacy of nursing homes, senior citizen Hattie Finley says...
See, when they once in this home, other people forgets about them and they don't go visit.
Mm-hmm.
Then a person doesn't have anybody else. They're left sitting there. But they'd rather stay in their own home. Because some of them cry so hard, they don't want to give their own home up.
Stories have abounded for years about nursing homes, how the quality of care is poor, too few doctors on the staff, too few nurses. As minister to senior adults at the Walnut Street Baptist Church, Jim Simmons is in daily contact with the people in nursing homes.
You don't go anywhere after a nursing home. You know, there's no next stop on the railroad after the nursing home. That's it. That's the end of the line.
Senior citizen advocate Arthur Kling thinks the best solution is to avoid nursing homes altogether. He cites state programs requested by the Kentucky Association for Older People.
We have home health aides. We have visiting nurses. We have all sorts of supportive service, which enable persons to live in their own homes as possible.
Senior citizens have only one way of income, monthly Social Security checks.
They're on a fixed income, and their bills keep going up, and they have nothing to pay with. And it is terrible. Like myself, I'm on a fixed income. And my bills keeps going up each month, but my check don't go up, and I have a hard time to manage.
Inflation eats quickly into the Social Security check. The director of aging for the Kentucky Regional Planning and Development Agency, KIPTA, Betty Rulander.
There's quite a few elderly that are below poverty or have very low incomes because most of them are on Social Security, totally are supplemental security income. I would say approximately 20 to 30%.
Betty Rulander believes that income maintenance programs can only go so far, and the best way to bring senior citizens out of poverty is by jobs.
We do have employment programs just for senior citizens, which in this particular case is 55 and over. Here we have a senior community AIDS retirement program, and then many of the organizations that deal strictly with the elderly have employment referral agencies that actually look for jobs for different older people.
Information regarding the senior community service aides can be received by calling 584-0309. One crime that is aimed at only the senior citizen is that of pigeon drop.
We had a lady that I'm on the board with. They put the pigeon drop on her last week. They got $1,800 from it. And they took her home and then carried her back to the bank. She got a bank book and she drove that money out.
A pigeon drop is when someone approaches you announcing they've found a large sum of money or they've found a way to make a large amount of money. It's a confidence scheme. These people convince the senior citizen that they can share in this wealthy find if they'll go to the bank and withdraw their savings. The senior citizen's money would be used supposedly to roll up this large bankroll. However, when the senior citizen gives over their savings, the criminals are not seen or heard from again. Senior citizen Hattie Finley is quick to point out the illogical nature of a pigeon drop.
Now, you know, if you went out here and found $2,000, you not come to me and say, give me $1,000, I'll give you $1,000 of mine.
And Jack Smith, Secretary of the Kentucky Department of Justice, says only the senior citizen can prevent being a victim of a pigeon drop.
I think the best defense against pigeon drop is an informed citizenry. If you know what they're going to do, there's no way that they can do it to you.
Utility bills in the past few years have skyrocketed. Utility inflation, just like price increases for food, clothing, and other essentials of life, hits the senior citizen the hardest. The Director of Aging for the Kentucky Regional Planning and Development Agency, KIPDA, Betty Ruland.
So many of them are on a fixed income that does not escalate along with inflation.
The Kentucky Association of Older Persons is working in Frankfort to relieve the problem of utility inflation. Senior citizen lobbyist Arthur Clay.
We did a study which showed that in Kentucky, sent out about 8,500 questionnaires, which showed that our population was about 75% were affected adversely by the high utility rates and by the high cost of fuel.
KAOP would like lower rates.
We've been working with committees. There are lifeline rates, so-called, which would enable everyone to buy electricity and natural gas at low rates for the first 10 kilowatt hours or the first 3,000 cubic feet of gas.
Work on lower telephone rates has moved somewhat faster.
The telephone company is willing to meter your phones so that you can get lower rates with limited outgoing calls.
The Public Service Commission has not ruled on that plan. For a lot of senior citizens, life consists of only four walls. Isolation is a serious problem.
Some of the problems is isolation. You know, where a person lives in his home, you know, by himself or herself. And then they don't get contact with outside people.
Senior citizen Edward Powell says isolation usually begins when the senior citizen has lost a spouse of 45 or 50 years.
When you lose a loved one, you know, you have a lot of people around you for the first two or three days. And then when everybody leaves and goes home, you know, that's a lonesome period for the people.
Several senior citizen organizations actively seek and find the older person. Betty Ruhlander, Director of Aging for the Kentucky Regional Planning and Development Agency.
Some of the agencies that do outreach actually go out and look for older people, or Highlands Outreach Program for Older Persons, Senior Citizens East, Senior House.
The churches also have senior citizens programs. Jim Simmons, minister to senior adults at the Walnut Street Baptist Church.
All I do pretty much is just listen and let them talk and let them, as much as possible, get it out of themselves. I can't give them a magic formula for becoming happy again.
Simmons says the solution to isolation rests solely with the senior citizen.
It's up to them to decide to take that first step toward other people. And the ones who do are able to get into a pattern of living again, of being with people, of socializing, of fellowship. But the ones who don't, the ones who decide never to take that step themselves to be with other people, are the ones who have already begun to withdraw.
It's no secret that everything in society is aimed toward the younger person, overlooking the senior citizen. Arthur Kling of the Kentucky Association for Older Persons.
We're older persons. We are regarded as somehow a group aside from the mainstream of American life. We're forced to retire, many of us, when we don't want to, when we don't have to. Our faces become wrinkled, and we are in a youth culture.
Senior citizen Edward Powell thinks that the older person should not be left out of the decision-making process.
Older people should have more input in what people are doing to them. You see, it's bad when you can sit up in the office and say what's good for me, and you don't have my feeling. And that's what the way the society is geared.
But Jim Simmons, minister to senior adults at the Walnut Street Baptist Church, thinks the answers should and must come from the younger society.
They don't need our pity, and they don't need a lot of sugary sentimentality from us. I think they need an opportunity, to be given an opportunity to live among us and with us, helped by us, but not treated like invalids.